Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 116 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So yes, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K-news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
B.I. steps down as head of 131 label. On the 3rd of February, 131 label officially announced that B.I. would be leaving his position in order to focus on his music. The label would be managed by a new team, and yeah, it would just give him more room to focus on the creative side. So 131 is his label that he set up, and I hear it, you know, he needs a space to be creative. So
makes sense.
EXO's Baekhyun is back. Whoop whoop. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
On the 5th of February, Baekhyun tweeted a message to his fans after being discharged from the military. In celebration of his return, the idol will be greeting his fans through a special live broadcast on EXO's official YouTube channel, which I think already happened. It happened on the 6th of February at 8 o'clock Korean time, or 11 a.m. British time. And Baekhyun expressed his excitement to being able to talk to his fans again after such a long time. And he looks exactly the same. This man does not age.
Honestly, I feel like that's all of EXO. I could not tell you one member who looks older.
No, they're just like stuck in this time freeze thing. I don't know what I was about to say. But yeah, I don't know if it's from the same broadcast, but I think I saw a clip of this broadcast, and I think he was cutting a cake, but he cut it so weird.
Oh god,
I couldn't even explain how he cut this cake, but I was just thinking, first of all, he had the cake on his lap and he had a table in front of him, and I was just like, why did he just put the cake on the it was very confusing. But yay, he's back.
Aww.
So that's nice that he's back. I feel like his time went quite fast, or is that just me?
No, I feel like it did also, because I remember when he was preparing to leave. Maybe because I don't know if there was as much publicity around it. Like, I don't think he'd done the thing where fans could come. Like, did he just go? I can't remember that.
I don't remember, to be fair.
Yeah, so at least to me it felt very, like, quiet. So maybe it didn't feel as intense.
Yeah, but yay, he's back. Moving on. Lovely's Jin apologizes and deletes a video in which she discussed idol dating. So Jin recently posted a Q&A on YouTube. One of the topics she discussed was how idols date each other behind the scenes. Jin described how idols can sometimes catch one another's eye backstage at music shows or events like NBC's Idol Star Athletics Championships. She also mentioned that while many agencies are strict about dating earlier on in the idol's career, they become more relaxed as time goes on, as idols get further into their careers. However, some fans criticized the video, saying that it could cause misunderstanding about other Lovely's members. On the 5th, Jin deleted the video and posted an apology on her YouTube channel. Following the deletion of the video, Jin released a statement on Instagram on the 6th, announcing legal action against any malicious comments. And I just want to say, what is wrong with some of you guys? First of all, I feel like what she said or what she addressed, I didn't get to see the video. But from the topic she's talking about, this is nothing to new. This isn't anything.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, this isn't anything that idols in the past haven't said before. Yeah. And they're people. Of course they're going to date.
I don't know a ton about the Lovelies. Are they still very active and stuff?
I don't know. Let's Google. Oh, I think they... they stopped being active in 2021. Debuted 2014, sorry.
Okay, so they're a fairly mature group.
Yeah.
Because I could maybe understand somewhat of an outrage if they were newer or still very active, but if everyone's sort of doing their own, like, side stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just don't even know what to say because I just feel like this is dumb. And the fact that she had to post on her Instagram, you know, don't leave any malicious comments. And the fact that she deleted the video, child, if that was me, it would stay up there. But I know how some people are. Some people, sometimes it's just not even worth the hassle, to be fair. So
yeah, because once again, we both didn't see the video, but I would understand if she was being messy or like naming people.
Yeah, or she was alluding to people.
Exactly, but I doubt she would have done that.
Yeah, because to me, it just sounds like she was, you know, saying it on a general sense. Like, oh, these are how some idols date, or you know, some company's reaction to it. It's giving me that kind of vibe. If she's like, oh, remember this comeback, I'm not gonna say who, but
exactly,
they had a song that sounded a bit like this and they were the lead of the group. But just saying, maybe, like, then maybe it's like, okay, you're being a bit messy, do you know what I mean? But I hope she's okay. I hope she isn't getting, like, I hope the comments aren't, well, they probably are. That's why she said she's going to threaten legal action. Talking about legal action, BlockBerry Creative, they're back at it again.
Oh, God.
They make me tired. So apparently, BlockBerry Creative, the agency of Luna, officially confirmed that they have filed a petition to the Korea Entertainment Management Association and Korea Entertainment Producers Association in an attempt to ban former member Chu from being active in the entertainment industry.
What?
Furthermore, a source from BlockBerry confirmed that they will also be filing petitions against other former members as well. So Heejin, Kim Lip, Jin Seol, and Chori. So, BlockBerry is basically trying to stop everyone's bag at this point because, like, well, if I can't have you, no one will. That's the vibe that they've given me.
Like, obviously, whatever it has happened should be, like, rectified or sorted. But I feel like they fumbled the bag so badly.
So badly.
Like, everyone loves Luna. Everyone loves Chu. Like, why do all of... My God,
exactly, like, especially, you know, during that time where you could tell there was something going on with Chu and BlockBerry, but no one really knew what was going on, was the perfect time to rectify the situation where it was fair. Because I feel like if it's fair on both sides, no one's gonna, like, argue with that. It's when companies get too greedy and then you're forgetting, like, these people are people, okay? Okay, at the end of the day, yes, you can argue that idols are products or whatever, but when it comes to boil it down to the bare bones, they are people. You know, you need to treat them fairly, you need to pay them, you need to feed them, yeah?
Preferably.
You would think, you know, with past scandals, not saying, you know, there's been other situations like this, but there's been similar cases with, you know, groups taking their companies to court, or, you know, certain groups not re-signing because, you know, they could get a better deal or whatever. You'd think you would use these things as a learning curve, you know, but it's just like everyone just walks around with their eyes shut. And it's, we get the same situations or similar situations resurfacing, like, every couple years or so. And it's like, this really could be avoided. You don't like money? I'm confused.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird, but hopefully they're okay. Because this might be a huge assumption, but I'm assuming that all of them, or at least most of them, would have got into this line of work because of some sort of passion or dream or desire. So to have such a headache dealing with all of this, I hope it hasn't taken away that spark for them. But yeah, a bit messy.
Hopefully this doesn't succeed. I don't know how you can ban people from the entertainment industry, but
yeah.
I guess it probably, I don't know, because they're going through an official way. I don't know what like the loopholes are. What I don't know if they've broken any sort of guideline. I don't know, but it's not fair. It doesn't sound right. But anyway, that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or if you want to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at @HowYouAtYou. Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, questions, etc. You can send that all to howyout@gmail.com. That's howyout@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so the very first unpopular opinion for today is, I feel like the noise music era of K-pop is finally over and I'm so happy.
Well, I think it's slowly fading out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the girls are taking the lead in the sense of new sounds or different sounds. Don't think, from my perspective, the boy groups, they're still making their noise. In the general sense, they're still making their noise. So it's not completely gone. But I just think from, you know, the success of like NewJeans, for example, and their sound being like a breath of fresh air, and it really, you know, sitting well with the public, general public, and internationally as well. So I do see it on its way out. I feel like noise music has its highs and it has its lows, but yeah, I just feel like it would just pinpoint a certain moment in time, because I can see in a couple years time, whatever, there's going to be an unpopular opinion or someone's going to be like, oh, I really miss the noise of da 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 da. But then I'm just gonna be like, you guys hated it, you guys. Yeah. You guys were like, I hate how every song has the same similar chorus and it's just instruments and random noises. So yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like we're transitioning out of it a little bit. It's still there. I think it will always be there, and like you said, I think down the line people might look back on it and be like, oh my gosh, that was amazing, I love that. Whereas yeah, so it's had its moment. I feel like probably 2021 2022 was like the height.
It was noise, peak noise.
Yes,
peak noise.
And they had their moment. Lovely.
Yes. I just feel like I wouldn't say, oh, I don't like noise music, because I just feel like there are certain noise songs that I'm like, yeah, I can listen to this. I think sometimes as well, what I've noticed is sometimes I will hear snippets of songs and I'm like, oh, that is not a bit of me. I would not listen to that. That I don't get it, right? But then one day I'll come across it and I listen to the song from top to bottom and I'm like, okay, actually, this makes sense. I get why people like it. I just feel like sometimes companies pick the wrong snippet, or just the weirdest snippet goes viral. And I'm just like, that 10 to 30 seconds or 20 seconds, I'm like, I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it's been an era. An interesting time.
It's been real.
Yeah.
It's been noisy.
Why does this feel like, you know, in people's like yearbooks when they have like those quotes under their picture? Oh my God. And this next person said, Le Sserafim is carrying their music while NewJeans' music is carrying them. I don't know what this means.
I wish this person would dig deeper. I think what they're saying is... I think what they're saying is Le Sserafim as a group is carrying their music. I feel like they think their concept, them as a group and the music, they both like hold up in a sense, like got invested in the members and the music slaps. Whereas I think this person is saying, I do really enjoy NewJeans music, but maybe they don't really care about the members, like the music is carrying them, which my brain hurts just trying to like decipher this. I'm gonna have to disagree, because I don't think if that is what this person is saying, again, we're just going off, I'm just going off my own interpretation, so I could be wrong. I don't know. I feel like New Jeans as a group, their music aside, like, you know, everyone loves New Jeans. I think they're great. I feel like they have a lot of personality. They're not just, they're like, oh, meh. They all kind of merge into one, but their music slaps. I don't get that impression.
No. And I think for me, like, one, I'm just going to be fully transparent. I'm obviously aware of both groups. I've heard some songs, but I haven't followed either, like, really, really closely. Like, I don't follow either of them on socials and stuff. I feel like I've seen more New Jeans content, obviously, with them blowing up on TikTok and stuff. But I think, at least from what I've seen, Le Sserafim had this, like, really strong, iconic kind of Sen Oni type debut, where it's like, I think one of the members' quotes was that she wants to disrupt the idol industry, and it was like, we are those girls, which isn't a bad thing. But sometimes that feels less attainable and is a bit harder to connect to.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like with New Jeans, it's very much so, oh, like, we're just these girls, like, kind of girl next door kind of vibe. And like, I was going to use the word innocent, but not innocent.
I know what you mean.
But it's like very playful, youthful. You can kind of relate to them a bit more. So I feel like people might have had an easier time connecting to them individually. Yeah, so I don't think one is better than the other, or one's music is carrying them. I feel as though they both have present really interesting personalities and dynamics, which is why people connected to both the groups and why they're both super successful very early on in their careers. I don't know.
Yeah, this is, it's kind of hard because we're just trying to dissect what was meant, but we could be just shooting wrong.
Yeah, like completely off target, but
you could be like, that's not what I meant.
Yeah, well, if this person wants to elaborate, or if anyone wants to comment on this or provide some insight, that would be appreciated. And then for our last unpopular opinion, this person said, hearing sneaker squeaks makes dance practices unwatchable. And I also miss the days when dance practice videos were quite laid back, whereas nowadays they feel really overproduced and a bit hard to connect to.
I feel like this kind of contradicts itself, because I feel like hearing the squeaks of the floor is like, yeah, they're really, and the stamps, and it's like uniform. I don't know. It's giving dance practice, you know? Like, it's not meant to be, you know, polished and, you know. I mean, if it's just unnecessary shoe squeaks and the floor's just like really squeaky that day because the cleaner just cleaned it and they, okay, I get it. That might be annoying. But I've personally never seen a dance practice where from beginning to end, it's like squeak, 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 squeak. Then yeah, that's annoying. I don't know if we spoke about it on here, but I've definitely said dance practice videos need to go back to being what they actually are.
Yes,
because they're turning into dance performances. Like, I want members to turn up in like clothes that they definitely were just wearing in a dorm.
Yeah.
So there's no like coordination going on, or they just present their own personal style, and they just look like a group of people come into practice. You know what I mean? There's no, in their attire, there's no sort of coordination.
Oh, you know what's like the best example of this? Like OGSM and that room that had the sky and cloud background.
Yes. But I also think, and I think someone brought this up before, we also have to start blaming SM. Because where I think dance practice videos started to get a bit more produced when EXO started doing like growl and that, and they had like with camera movements, and it was still dance practice-y, but you could tell it was getting a bit more polished. Do you get what I mean?
True.
And then I just feel like everyone kind of follows suit, and then no, you know, during over time, things just got more and more polished to the point where it's like, okay, this is not a dance practice anymore. This is just a dance performance. Which I don't hate. No one hates a dance performance. But let's not call it dance practice. Just because you're doing it in the studio, you're not practicing, because you practice before you press record. This isn't, okay, let's press record. Let's see how things are looking right now. What can we tidy up? It's not given dance practice. It's given, we practice before and now we're performing.
Yeah. I think I get what this person kind of means. Not from a place with the first bit of this unpopular opinion, not from a place of it needing to be like polished and perfect, but the best example I could think of is, you know, there are some K-pop groups on TikTok that don't quite get how TikTok works yet.
Yes.
And instead, when they make a video, instead of just using the sound of the video, they play the sound in the background of the studio where they are.
Mm.
And that's the sound that you're hearing. And it kind of feels awkward because you can hear like breathing and trainers and like just overlay the song. So I get that.
But and then I just overbearing. Feel like, I feel like with that, I don't think dance practices are for TikTok. I feel like they should stay on YouTube. If people, other people bring it over, I don't think it should be like on their official page like that.
No, yeah, like not for page
because
content.
Because it doesn't have that TikTok feel. Do you get what I mean? Then I can get it. I'm not saying that TikToks are polished, but the way that idols TikTok is different. Do you know what I mean? So I get why it works on this platform, but it may not work on the other. Where it could be like jarring on the other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I do. I think somewhat, well, like at least one group I feel like has kept their dance practice videos quite stripped back still would probably be BTS, at least from what I last saw. Their dance practice videos are usually very straightforward, like just them, camera in a room, and they're dancing. Mm. I don't know if they've changed anything of recent, but yeah, I can appreciate that. And we also have a question for today. So this person said, what are the top two most iconic K-pop songs in both of your opinions?
Oh my gosh. Oh. This question has hurt my head. I think one that springs to mind is G.
Girls' Generation. I was going to say that, yeah.
When I think K-pop, what comes to mind? I just think there's different songs that pinpoint different eras.
If this list could be extended to three, I would probably have to say G, Gangnam Style, because like Gangnam Style would have to be.
I was thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, like G, Gangnam Style, and what was the other one I was thinking of? Sorry, Sorry, Maybe.
Oh yeah,
those songs. I know there are probably better ones, and like a Big Bang song or a 21 song that could be thrown in there, or even a BTS song, but I feel like those three are like the epitome of K-pop.
I'm gonna have to agree with that.
So we have them, we extended the list, but yeah. And as we come towards the end of the episode, it's now time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice will let you know what we're listening to, what we're watching, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar? What does that mean?
That means my brain just shut down for a good 5 seconds. Only thing that I can think of is, because now Baekhyun's back, that means Kai's going soon.
No.
And that's what's weighing on my heart. I think he's meant to come back soon, or I might be making that up in my head because I want it to happen. But I think he is meant to come back soon. But I don't know if I just made that up. So I'm not a reliable source, guys. But if it does happen, I told you.
On my radar, I started watching Physical 100.
Oh.
And I am literally traumatized.
Oh.
Like, it's scary, but it's fairly entertaining. There's some interesting personalities, and I don't know much about like the martial arts or weightlifting or like the sports world, but as far as I know, like most of the contestants on the show are from different sporty lines of work. I think they've chucked like a few other professions in there, like models, or like one guy was a farmer.
Oh, I saw that farmer guy. He is
Shanice. Yeah, so it's been interesting. Been watching that with family. What else? There was something else on my radar. Jungkook went live. I did not watch said live, but apparently it was chaotic. He was doing a mukbang. He done karaoke. What else did he do? I think Tae joined at some point. Then he was talking about his dog's poop. It was
okay.
And I think the live started in such an interesting way. I think he says something along the lines of, "I'm not meant to go on live without company approval, but I'm gonna go on." So he's probably never going to go live again. But yeah, to those that watched, I hope you had a good time.
I was just thinking, can you imagine for the show Physical, yeah?
Yeah.
If there was just like this small lady that was just like, I just like to knit. And then she was just like the strongest out of everyone.
Imagine.
Like, she doesn't look physically strong. She's just like a small, frail lady. And she's like, I just like to do, I just go to the gym for fun. And then it just goes to a montage. Like just her like deadlifting twice her body weight.
But there are some people's physiques on there that are quite deceiving, because I think for the first challenge, you've probably seen the clips, but everyone had to like hang.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but they had to hold on. And the guy that came first, like, not that he doesn't look fit or strong, but like he has quite a slender frame. So
well, that's easier to hold up. They have to.
Yeah, it's easier to hold up, like, but still.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Though. Looking at him, you wouldn't have thought, like, yeah, out of like all these people.
Well, I believed in him.
Yeah. It's like, I know him.
I know him. I love him. I know him.
I'm done.
But anyway, guys, that's all we have time for. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember, if you guys have any unpopular opinions, stories, or requests that you want to send to us, you can send them to howyout@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. And don't forget to rate us on whatever podcasting platform you're listening to us on. Give us a nice little rating. Tell us what you want to hear more of, see more of in the future.
Yes. I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can holler at me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can find me at The K-Way on most platforms.
Yes. And until next time, we will
holler at you. Bye.
Bye.